Welcome to Conversations. My name is Doug Duin, and I am your host. And joining me today is Trish Toomey, director of the Washington Food Coalition. Trish, thank you so much for taking the time to have this important conversation with me today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. Now, you're the director of the Washington Food Coalition, so you are well-versed on what you guys do. Tell me first about what the Washington Food Coalition is and what you do.
Sure. We are a 33-year-old membership coalition of food banks and meal programs and food pantries across the state of Washington. And our job is to basically provide technical assistance, training, and support to the food banks so they can do their jobs better. We do trainings on food safety and other topics like that. So folks can handle the food that's coming in and know how to keep it safe. We do an annual conference. We share newsletters. We have online learning, just trying to get as much information out to the programs as needed so they can, as I said, do their jobs better.
And now is an especially needed time for help and training with the government shutdown affecting food security. So can you talk to me a little bit about how that is affecting food security here in Washington State and who is being affected?
Yeah, it sure is. The government shutdown is impacting folks who receive SNAP, which that's the federal name for food stamps, as many of us know it, and folks in need. So in Washington State, there are about 900,000 people who benefit from SNAP. About 50% of those are children, and a large percent is also seniors, as our senior population, you know, ages. So what has happened is because of the shutdown, a lot of money, the benefits are not flowing to those folks. And so they were coming into the emergency food system to get food, which the system is really not not able to handle this overflow. Unfortunately, it's the perfect storm right now. We're already seeing an unprecedented number of people coming to food banks. There's been an increase of 11% since last year and a 77% increase since 22. And also our food reserves are very, very low. So the traditional way of how this all works is generally these big food banks or food distributors get food, and then they either buy food or procure food and pass it down to the food pantries. And that system is not working so well right now. As I said, there's lots of low food reserves, and the food bank system, the pantry system, cannot just handle this. You know, it was really meant to be have SNAP be that first line of defense for people who are in need of food. And the food banks were there to help supplement that. But the food banks can't do it all. And they're really overwhelmed. So again, we're seeing, you know, lots of families with children, our seniors, folks who are unhoused, veterans, all the same folks who get SNAP are coming to our services.
Yeah. And with this kind of unprecedented moment, are there any actions that the Washington Food Coalition is taking to kind of tackle these issues? I mean, with food reserves in the emergency food system kind of running low, how do we tackle that?
It's a great question. Unfortunately, we are not a food warehouse. We do not give out food. So we're working closely with WSDA, Food Assistance, which is a part of our state Department of Agriculture. The Governor Ferguson has allocated about $2.2 million each week that will flow to some of the lead food banks throughout the state. And those programs will probably buy food and give it to their county food pantries. So we're hoping that folks will make donations through the Washington Food Coalition's website, and we can direct those donations directly to a food pantry that someone has chosen or would like to opt to give to. So yeah, right now, money talks. People, food banks can make funds go further. They can buy locally. They can support their local farmers. They can buy culturally appropriate food. They really know their communities best. So we think giving dollars directly to these food pantries is the best way to go. But, you know, people always appreciate donated food. We just ask that it's not home canned food and not expired. But yeah, that's what we're hoping to do. We really really want to direct donations to Central Washington. They have the highest SNAP enrollment in the state, those programs and those counties through there. But also we have many parts of the state that are food deserts, and we really want to make sure that those programs also get the resources they need. So because there's just no place in their communities to buy food, or they have smaller communities that just don't have the bodies that can help them out.
Of course. And the Washington Food Coalition works with many different subsidiaries that are working on these problems. Now, if I'm facing food insecurity right now, what resources are available? How does one go about finding them?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so many ways. First of all, you know, in your local community, everyone should have a 211. That is the information line to help you get to community and social service resources. Our website also has a map of all the food banks, as well as Northwest Harvest and Food Lifeline all have maps on their websites that can direct people to where they can get food. In Washington State, we have a very wonderful and unique way. No one is turned down at a food program if they don't live in that community. So if you have to travel somewhere to get food, you will be served. So that is a unique and wonderful thing about Washington State. So they can call 211. They can look on our websites for lists to find programs nearest them.
Now, I know a lot of community leaders are trying to find ways to help give back to the community right now, especially as well. I know for a fact that the Washington Food Coalition has teamed up with Columbia Bank currently. Can you talk to me about how that came to be, and how are they helping you with this crisis?
Yeah, we bank with Columbia Bank. So they have also will put up, we'll have it on our website, a QR code or a link. If folks feel more comfortable giving through a bank, they will be willing to accept those donations for us in a separate account and then allocate them back out to us for us to distribute to where folks want it to go and or to what we think is the most needed area of the state. They might be doing some food drives at their locations as well. Those just haven't been set up yet, but they can be done online or by walking into a local Columbia Bank.
Now, you talked about the donation process, and I know that you have a link on your website. You also mentioned that cash is definitely better. Now, I've worked some food drives before, and I've heard this many, many times before. You know, we've filled trucks with food, and it's a great, great cause, especially when you team up with a grocer who's like doing pre-bagged foods, things that they know that they need. But why? Explain to me again, why is cash king in this scenario?
Well, cash is king because you can use it to pay for anything. You know, if you think about a food bank, it's doing a lot of different things. It's storing food. It's moving food. You know, there's cost to picking food up. So not only can they purchase food directly with it, there might be some costs related to gasoline, paying staff or drivers to go pick up food if they're picking up from a food drive or something like that. But they can just make their dollars go further than having you go out to a local grocery store and purchasing. What we can buy is so much more at wholesale rates. It just goes much farther than what an individual can buy at retail. And we also think, you know, we've had a really big push over the last few years about buying local, supporting local farmers. So folks can use that money to buy from local businesses or wholesalers and local farmers. And they also then really know their communities the best and can buy what their community needs, whether it's culturally appropriate foods or other things. You know, if they know they have a lot of families who are on WIC, WIC is the Women, Infant, and Children program, and that program has been cut at the federal level. So folks are going to need formula and baby food. We know that in Washington State, many of our WIC clinics have closed, and they only expect formula to be available up until about Thanksgiving. So they can buy at the state's rate for formula, which will be so much more cheaper than an individual going into a grocery store and buying a can that might cost $24.
Of course, buying it in bulk is always the way to go.
Right.
So when my parents retired a few years ago. My mom started volunteering at a food bank. And mm-hmm. and so to give her something to do, to give back to the community, keep herself busy. And it's probably like a lot more rewarding than the work for money ever was for her. Yes. So here's the big question. I mean, how do people give back other than just donations?
Sure.
How do people volunteer? Back to your partnership with Columbia Bank. If businesses want to get involved, how would they get involved?
Yeah. No, love that question. And volunteering is huge. Food banks usually have one or two staff people. If that, we have many food programs across the state that are all volunteer run. And since the pandemic, it has been hard to rebuild those volunteer crews. Folks are always needing volunteers. So on our website, you can go to the map in your you can go to your community and find the food bank that's closest to you and give them a call and see if they can use your help. I think businesses can help by doing food drives, getting their local community involved. They could set up a matching drive. You know, if a certain amount of money is collected, maybe they could match it with the funds that they have through their business. And donating to the food bank, buying food or giving the food bank money so they can buy the food, as we've talked. Anything anyone can do right now will be greatly appreciated. We don't think SNAP benefits will start rolling out in this state until Thanksgiving. The federal government is constantly changing what they're wanting to do. And so we know that things are a little crazy at the state level, and there's some only partial benefits going out, and they have to figure out those formulas. So food is going to be needed through Thanksgiving and probably also into December as the states then get back. Hopefully the shutdown happens, but then the states get back into allocating funds. So collecting food, donating, having businesses do food drives, coming down and supporting their food bank by volunteering, taking a shift. All that is so appreciated by the food programs.
And one of the big things you do is help. You mentioned train these food banks, train people mm-hmm. on how to do. So if a business or an individual wants to get involved, are there resources that are available through you that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, we'd be happy to help any business find their local program, encourage them to do a food drive or help them with the needed items that they might need to do a food drive or the needed items that we know food banks are asking for. If they want to get involved directly at a program, we can give them some online information for food safety training, things like that. A lot of our programs also have cafes or are serving food through a meal program, we can help with that training. But most of the time, the local program has their onboarding and orientation that they want their particular volunteers to have.
Of course. And you could at least point them in the right direction.
You bet.
So, what is so tell people what's your website, and they can donate through that as well?
Yes, please. Our website is www.wafoodcoalition.org.
And I appreciate the time that you've taken. It's a busy time for everyone right now, trying to tackle this problem. Before I let you go, what kind of lasting thoughts do you think people should know right now? With what people are facing, what advice would you give? What do you want people that want to help to know?
Well, I'm going to get a little political here. This seems to be somewhat revengeful on low-income folks throughout the country. People are in need, and people do need to rely on some services. The folks are not getting a ton of money on SNAP. It's just hard to, I think people have lots of impressions of who uses SNAP benefits, and really folks are not getting a lot of money, and they are using it for groceries. And I've heard lots of folks talk about, I used to work in a grocery store and I saw families, you know, stretching that dollar as far as they can, so they get all the maximum benefits from those allocations as they need to. So I think just trust that people are in need and are really struggling right now with no benefits coming in whatsoever. Families with children, seniors who are on fixed incomes anyway, they're really in need of these resources and of food. So we know they're turning to food banks. I was on a call today where a woman called into a food bank and said, I don't know if I'm eligible. Everybody is eligible to come to a food pantry in Washington State. There is no criteria. You just come if you're in need and you will be served. So, I think to get us through these next few weeks and possibly into December, we need the public to step up. We need them to send donations. We need them to make donations of food, cash, support these programs by volunteering. I think that is what we would ask and hope that that volunteerism and those donations will continue throughout the year as well.
And more than just that, the government employees currently experiencing the shutdown and not getting paid also need this help. So there's a lot of people out there. And like you, what I believe you said 77% increase this year over 2022. That's a massive amount of increase of people who are needing this help. So anything you can do, I appreciate the work you're doing, Trish. I really do. And again, the website is wafoodcoalition.org. Thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. And thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.